USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The death toll keeps climbing in Surfside, Florida. 15 more bodies found Friday in the rubble of a collapsed condominium near Miami. That makes 79 dead. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
This is a staggering and heartbreaking number that affects all of us very, very deeply. Please, please continue to keep all of the families in your prayers and in your hearts.
61 people remain unaccounted for. Amidst the tragedy, one good story, though, a cat lost in the collapse found alive and returned to its owner Friday. Millions more dollars in student loan debt now canceled. President Biden on Friday forgiving almost $56 million worth of loans owed by 1,800 students. The Department of Education saying students were victims of fraud by for-profit colleges. This makes over $1.5 billion of student loan debt the administration has wiped out for over 90,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Fall 2021 will look a lot different compared to last year for many students around the country. The CDC announcing Friday it's recommending all students return to the classroom. Dr. Anthony Fauci being asked if he's on board.
Yes, we want to get children back in school in person across the board as we enter into the fall term.
Fauci on ABC News Friday. The CDC says students benefit from in-person learning and safely returning to in-person instruction in the fall 2021 is a priority. The CDC also recommends everyone get vaccinated, including those 12 and older. Those younger than 12 should wear a mask. Ultimately, these decisions are up to each school district. Those suspected in the assassination of Haiti's president being described as professional killers. That's what Haitian officials say of over two dozen people believed to be responsible for Wednesday's deadly attack outside Port-au-Prince. 20 suspects arrested, two of them U.S. citizens. 13 are former members of Colombia's military. Five more remain on the run. An excessive heat warning in effect for parts of California, including Death Valley. Saturday's expected high, 130 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Pibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden signed some emergency orders. Tim Berg has more.
President Biden is signing an executive order that he says will promote competition in the American economy. Speaking at the White House, Biden says competition keeps the economy moving and growing.
I'm a proud capitalist. I spent most of my career representing the corporate state of Delaware. I know America can't succeed unless American business succeeds. And let me be very clear. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The executive order is comprised of 72 actions and recommendations. Meanwhile, tech giants Amazon, Google, Apple, and Facebook have denied abusing their market power. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The daughter of an NFL great will compete in the Olympics. Here's Lance Pry.
Former UNLV and 16-year NFL quarterback Randall Cunningham returned to UNLV after retiring to finish his college degree in the early 2000s. His daughter, Vashti Cunningham, on Fox 5 in Las Vegas, is starting to steal dad's spotlight and will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
My goals going into Tokyo are, you know, straightforward. I definitely want to go and win the gold medal, but also to, you know, keep my focus on the things that I've been training for and, you know, just my relationship with God.
Vashti will represent the United States in the women's high jump and can be seen August 5th through the 7th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.